They're calling it one of the greatest Australian Cups in the 63-year history of the race, and the winner was, Heels, your favourite greyhound, the people's dog, Tommy Shelby. And we've got your favourite trainer, Steve Withers, on the phone. Hey, Steve, you're finally back in Perth, mate.
Hi, boys. Yeah, finally made it home. It's good to be home, but it's a fun tour.
Hey, we've had a young footballer on this morning from Townsville, but he's the same time as us. You're in Perth. It's quite early over there, isn't it, mate?
Yeah, it's pretty early, mate, but there's lots of work to catch up on since we've been away. So, yeah, your body clock's still a little bit on the East Coast timing.
Yeah, okay. When do you train greyhounds every day? Do you walk them, run them, and what part of the day?
Yeah, we start early in the morning. Every day, they're like us. They're a creature of habit, and as long as we stick to the routine, they're all pretty happy. They know what sort of program they're in. So, yeah, a little bit of walking, a little bit of running. We alternate it around to keep it exciting. And, yeah, some swimming at times too.
Well, you've got a convert here in Ian Healy, Steve, I can tell you, because since he met you when you were over here at Albion Park for all the big races here, he came in yesterday with his Tommy Shelby T-shirt, and he's insisted that we get you on the show today to congratulate you. And not only that, I can reveal that he backed one of your dogs at Cannington on Sunday night.
Yeah, a little Quinnish. I was on Tommy Shelby, but yeah, Quinnish, I think it was race 10. It came second or third, didn't it?
Good to have you aboard, Heels. Since that heavy training boot camp you put us through up in Queensland, we might not have got the job done there, but we definitely improved for the work you put into us.
Yes, good call. I'd marvel at how you got around the country. You know, does this year, is it as full as it is for the thoroughbreds, for you greyhound types?
Yeah, it is. Look, and what happened last year when we went into that heavy lockdown, when the virus first sort of came on board, a lot of races got put back, so it really compressed the calendar. And then not long after we left Queensland, we went to Melbourne, and then they had a 5-day snap lockdown, the same as Queensland. So I've seen more lockdowns than Mike Tyson.
Hey, mate, let's talk about the greyhound. I mean, just a phenom. I see 41 starts, 27 wins, but also 10 placings. So the 41 times Tommy Shelby's been out, 37 times on the podium, and $750,000 in prize money. It's just amazing, isn't it? What a ride you've been on.
Yeah, it's all him too. Look, he's just a freak himself. Obviously, we're in the Airbnb up there in Brisbane, and he lives like a pet. He's a pet away from the racetrack. He's so calm. He's friendly. We can go walking down the beach, and he plays his role. He's friendly and wagging his tail, just getting pats off everybody. Until you get to a racetrack and he really flicks the switch, he's just got gears inside his head, and he knows when and where and what to do. And yeah, he's quick, he's fearless, he's brave, he's friendly. He's a rare combination.
And you might be able to explain that in a little more depth. For example, you know, crossing over and leaning on other dogs. What are those switches they can turn on?
It's just his mental capacity there. He just thinks his way through stuff. It's like he's got a jockey that's riding with him inside his head. He doesn't make indiscriminate decisions. He doesn't make silly moves or anything. He fully races them and knows what he's there for. He's very smart. He's part human, there's no doubt.
And there's big things ahead. I know you're back in Perth, but Tommy's still back in Victoria, isn't he?
Yeah, Tommy's on his way home this morning.
We just
give him the extra day or two to get over Saturday night, and I fully appreciate why we did that. I struggled getting home Sunday morning. That was a bit rough. So he's coming home today, all recovered, and we start planning for our next job.
Yeah, what is next, mate?
We've got the Golden Easter Egg and the Perth Cup. They're right back-to-back, so the virus will have a lot of say on whether we do both. But, Golden Easter Egg's another big-ticket item, so it's a huge, huge race.
Very good to be popular too with the families, the lot. Well done.
Well, you've got a big fan in Heels here, and Queensland's racing. Don't forget all the action continues this week. Doom and the Gold Coast, Sunny Coast. But he was one of the stars of the carnival. He's a real star. Steve Withers joining us today, trainer of Tommy Shelby. Steve, thanks very much.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks for joining the ride, guys.
Yeah, it's been great fun.